Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober.
What's going on, you good humans? How is everybody doing to start off this fine week? Welcome to 28 and Sober. This is week number 39 of my 12-month journey into stopping drinking alcohol. After speaking to a neuroscientist, I decided, you know what? I'm going to take care of my brain a little better and stop putting the poison that is alcohol into my body. And 9 months in, I'm feeling pretty bloody good. Thank you to everyone who does continue to tune into this podcast. You're all legends. If you can do me a huge favor, though, tell a friend about this podcast. There is nothing better than getting to share with your friends something that has really benefited you. So if you enjoy this podcast, if you get some benefits out of it, whether it be the 28 and Sober, the 1% podcast, or our unbelievably insane guests on the guest episodes on Friday, make sure you tell a friend about it. Send them a text message. Go, hey, I think you might like this podcast, because if they do, they're going to thank you forever. So please do that. If you are continuing to tune in, like so many of you, close to 10,000 subscribers now on this podcast, if you haven't hit that 5-star rating, do me a huge favor. I know you all are good fans, and not good fans, good friends of mine, for tuning into this podcast. So please do me a favor, go and hit that 5-star button on either Apple or Spotify and leave us a review if you're an Apple podcast listener. All right. This week, not drinking alcohol has been pretty easy, to be honest. I know that you've been following for quite some time and the last month has been pretty good. But something I noticed this week that I thought I'd bring up, I had a big surf comp for the last 4 days and everyone else in the event's like, yeah, we're going to celebrate. And it's not even a zilch on my radar of wanting to hang around and do that. I've got a really big week of work from Monday to Friday this week, really getting stuck into a lot of podcast stuff. Actually, I've got 4 guest episodes I'm recording this week, which is just going to be insane. Might actually be throwing in an extra guest a week because I'm having too many great conversations and hopefully you guys are enjoying them. But what I noticed was I didn't even think about going to party with them, but then I've also been kind of sitting a little bit in my room by myself quite frequently at night because my beautiful partner, Carol, went back home to Brazil. And I've been sitting by myself at home and feeling like a little bit of a loner. I felt like because I had my partner here, I felt like I was getting that social interaction with friends. But now I'm not going out at night that much at all. And yeah, now that she's not here, I'm kind of just chilling by myself, which has been quite refreshing and nice for the week. But it's just something I've been kind of going like, am I not hanging out with people enough? But just kind of saying it right now, I'm realizing that I've been hanging out with people all day and it's quite nice to have some alone time. So yeah, no partying this weekend for me. But another thing when it came to alcohol is just trying to realizing that there's chapters in our life that we can be doing different things. Not every chapter of your life has to be filled with alcohol. I'm kind of realizing that this year of my life has been one of the best of my life. I've had a few crazy things happen. My business has really taken off and it's all been since I stopped drinking alcohol. So if you're somebody who might call yourself sober curious, I wonder what it would be like if I took a bit of time off. I'll tell you the best way that you can find out, by taking a bit of time off. So many of us are under the spell of the alcohol companies, under the spell of our culture, which is so fueled by alcohol. And I do understand that for some people, going out and having some beers and having some drinks with your friend is quite good for your mental health. But once we learn that we can go and do it without the alcohol, then yeah, that's even going to be better for your mental health. So hopefully this podcast has inspired you just a little bit to pull back your alcohol consumption just a little bit. As I do say quite often on this podcast, if you have just 7 alcoholic drinks a week, you are classified as a chronic drinker. And I myself have been a chronic drinker for close to 15 years, I think. And yeah, obviously this year has been a big change for me and I can't begin to tell you the positives that I've seen from having Sundays to actually relax, having Sundays to recharge the batteries and just understanding that we do not really rest or recover on nights that we've had alcohol in our system. So if you're someone who drinks multiple times a week, you're seriously not giving yourself much time to recover. And that's what I was doing for a very long time. And yeah, I know I will probably go back to drinking after this year is up, but a lot more consciously. So I encourage you, go and educate yourself a little bit. Don't run with the system that I used to have, which was ignorance is bliss. And we can just go by life without understanding the benefits, the negative benefits, not benefits, the negative things that do happen to us when we do drink alcohol. So just go learn a little bit more. Put yourself in a situation where you can have some positives by not drinking on the weekends. And yeah, see how your weekends pan out by doing that. Once again, thank you everyone who does tune into this podcast. I've got some really, really big news over the coming few weeks. I wanted to relaunch and redo some really exciting stuff to start this year, but the end of 2022 got away from me. January has been all about planning, all about recording, and all about really making the podcast epic for you guys this year. I'm going to be bringing it over to YouTube very shortly. If you are listening to the podcast and you enjoy the podcast, make sure you go over to the Good Human Factory YouTube channel. We're going to start putting podcasts on the YouTube so you can get some visual as well of our guests. So keep an eye out for that. Go and subscribe. Get ready for it. It's going to be coming very soon. And also head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Our merch is falling off the shelves. We need to clear some room. We've got a whole new rebrand coming very shortly. So go over, use the code podcast. You can get a big 25% off. That's thegoodhumanfactory.com. Also check out our workshops. This year has just kicked off for me. I did my first workshop at Pacific Pines State High School for 200 staff and everybody had a really good time. I've had some beautiful feedback, some messages that I've changed the perspective of a few of the teachers, which is very humbling for me. But if you have a workplace, if you have students or you're a teacher and you'd want me to come in and have a chat to your crew, send me a message on Instagram or reach out to us on our website, thegoodhumanfactory.com. Thank you all for tuning in constantly. I love you all. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.